This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
We got loaded phone lines, but I don't want to go to you and then have you cut off. So this is a short segment on the air, a very important special report. We'll go to break, and I'm going to come back and go to Cujo and Todd and Eric and Bob and Alex and Bruce and James and Jeremy and Andrew and Deb and everybody. But this is a special report that I know aired only once last week, and it's so important. And after I take calls today, I want to talk more about this. Shut off the farms to save the earth and stop starving. Cut your head off so you don't bleed to death. It's so ridiculous. It's like first ban the N-word, then ban the words mother and father. First ban toxic waste, and then now ban carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Here's a special report.
In his usual lying hysteria, John Kerry, who serves as the first U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, told a series of lies and announced that our government is planning to shut down U.S. agriculture. They call it innovation because they are confident that our pain and desperation will someday give birth to an innovative new solution. Or at least, that's their cover story.
Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today. And instead of being on a course to be able to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And you just can't continue to both warm the planet while also expecting to feed it. It doesn't work. And as is so often the case with respect to the climate crisis, we have to fight on multiple fronts simultaneously. This is the biggest organizational effort that I think we have faced, certainly since World War II, but perhaps ever. So we have to reduce emissions from the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. Why do we have to keep 1.5 degrees alive? Because scientists, as a basis of physics and mathematics, not ideology and politics or party labels or anything else, as a matter of physics and mathematics and some biology and chemistry, have told us these are the consequences.
Everything out of his mouth is a lie. The exact opposite of what he says is true. The scientists he is referring to are almost all on the United Nations payroll. The real scientific community of the world realize that the world's climate has changed in extreme, erratic ways over the years without human pollution. In one of the most recent studies, our house university researchers found that the Arctic had ice-free summers just 10,000 years ago. And ice core samples show that the Earth is in a cooling period, not a warming one. But these decrepit old gatekeepers want us all dead because the system isn't giving up control.
And I think to those in civil society, we got to push more. We got to be more militant, maybe. President Biden has demanded an all-of-government initiative. We are all working together. Every department of our government is engrossed in this. And if we make the right choices, there's no question in my mind we can win this battle.
While our food supply is under terrorist attack by our own government, the power grid is being targeted for a false flag. And a story is already being spun to blame it on American patriots. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese are meeting their bogus climate change quotas in a different way. They are spray painting rocks and sand green. And they are planting vast fields of fake flowers made of white rocks stuck on the ends of steel rebar. According to local translators, this is being done to make areas look more green in aerial photography. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you.
iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of stations join us in the second, third, fourth hour. So let me just recap what we've been covering. I'm asking the question, what do you think of RFK Jr. tied in the polls with the puppet Biden? What do you make of Jack Dorsey of Twitter endorsing him? What do you make of him coming out against open borders, coming out against gun control, saying it's the Prozac drugs causing the mass shootings? What do you make of him coming out against basically the entire New World Order agenda, saying the environmental movement is hijacked and is now a power grab to enslave society for the Davos group? I mean, it's amazing. Despite all their censorship, all their attacks, he is in real polls ahead of Biden. Will they kill him like they killed his dad or his uncle? It's an incredible moment. What do you think of Trump 30 points ahead in every poll of DeSantis in a poll? Well, what was it, Rasmussen, just a couple weeks ago? He had 69% of the Republican field. How do you see all this shaking up? What do you think of Elon Musk? What do you think of Ron DeSantis? We're going to take a lot of your phone calls, but I mentioned this last hour. So I want to play the little clip now from the end of The Great Awakening, Mickey Willis's new incredible film, The Full Things at Man.video, The Full Things at InfoWars.com. Get it. Share it with everybody you know. It's hosted over at The High Wire that helped produce and promote it with Mickey Willis. It's hosted over at Mickey Willis's site. This thing's got like a $10 million budget or more. It's first rate, incredibly powerful, free, because it's about defeating the New World Order. Now it's up to you to carry the ball. But here's just a little clip from the very end with Dr. David Martin.
Before our attention was captured, before the conditioning set in, before our nature was denied, there's nothing new we have to learn. All we have to do is to remember.
And then take the hand of that memory and go out and stand on ground. Not concrete, not asphalt. Stand on ground. And see if you can feel the heartbeat of a universe that conspired to give you life. So that you once again can feel the joy of being completely human. And then never forget that moment.
That's the conclusion of the almost 2-hour film. But this really is an attack on our humanity by the devil. And if you don't have a spiritual component, you will lose. If you have a spiritual component, you will win. All right. We're going to take your phone calls right now. Cujo in FEMA Region 5, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. First, Elon Musk joke comment. What do you call a stolen Tesla?
What?
An Edison. Elon Musk kind of reminds me of Edison. I'm not a big fan of him, because of all his weird stuff. But I think he's a convert now because of what happened with his son being turned transgender against him. And also he was dating and married to and had a kid with Grimes. And Grimes, then afterward, Elon Musk was cucked by Eli Manning or Chelsea Manning because they were dating. So I think he's a convert now. And I think there's going to be many other converts like him. You know,
well, that's right. His brother almost got killed by the shot. I mean, the New World Order will wake you up when it starts trying to kill you. And you realize even though you're a billionaire worth $100 billion, you're not protected.
Or rob you. You know, they'll take your money. They're thieves, too. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. With DeSantis and Kennedy, they're good and everything, but Trump, he just drives the left, like, completely wild. So it's like he has to get back, and it was stolen from him. But I think, you know, also Trump needs, like, a shot clock. I don't want to see him in there for 2 years, 3 years, and the ball's not going down the
I totally agree. We need report cards on Trump. He needs to have a contract to America of what he's going to do on what day. Because, man, did he hire a bunch of deep staters who were attacking him the whole time.
But he got shanghaied with Corona. You know, what could he have done without coronavirus? Who knows?
Well, I want a pledge from Trump, no Jared Kushner.
Yeah, yeah. And also no more, you know, I have no problem with warp speed during times of crisis. But you remember Spaceballs, we can't go ludicrous speed, you know? So maybe it was a mistake, you know, I think it will all come out, you know, with Trump. But I'd like to hear more, like how you said, a contract. I think that would definitely ease my worries because...
And notice you don't even mention DeSantis in all this now.
Well, DeSantis, I'm worried about the whole Jeb Bush stuff, what the Bushes have been doing. You know, they're going to try to make some really juicy steak for some red meat for Texans and Republicans, far right and right, and Christians to bite on. You know, same with Musk. They do all these good things, but it's hard to trust someone who's cheated you so many times. And plus, you know, all the war and killing and abortion stuff now, we're way beyond that point. Jones, you know how it is. You got a gut. You got a third eye. You can hear the kids screaming, man. The kids need to be saved. We're way beyond the point of all of this trivia.
Absolutely. God is pissed over all the kids getting slaughtered. If any of us think we're safe while babies in their mother's wombs aren't, you're fools. The universe always bites you in the ass. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, and... For all the selfish people that don't care about abortion, you better care because it's going to come back on us all, people. If we don't repent, God will let us repent and wipe the slate clean if we really mean it. But that's the get-out-of-jail-free card. But if you don't play the damn card, then you have no hope. And thank you so much for calling. You know, the globalists do black magic rituals that are all about absolving themselves of bad things they've done in a Faustian ritual. They know they've got to do it. Now, their system doesn't really do that. It does it while they're alive, but not once they're dead. Doesn't protect the spirit, does some protection here. It's all about protection. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, wipes it out. But you got to believe it, you got to know it, you got to say it, and you got to then change your life. Faith without works is dead. And I don't mean I'm perfect, but man, I'm a lot better than I used to be. I never really get possessed, but I used to slip into demon gear. And I haven't slipped into demon gear in a long time, over a decade. And I mean, I was in demon gear when I was like 16, pretty much 24 hours a day. And the world noticed, too. The world liked it. The world was like, well, red carpet. Here you go, sir. You're in charge. But not anymore. And what I get through God and the Holy Spirit is a trillion times better. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Tennessee. You're on the air. I'm going to skip this network break. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
So I want to talk about RFK. I think that RFK is honestly the best candidate, and I'll tell you why. Because when we think about civilian liberals, like in 2023, they are the lowest form of intelligence. They see the word conservative, and they're scared off. They're like, no conservatives. None. But you see RFK, and he's in the Democratic Party. He is the realest politician I have ever seen. Donald Trump was the best president I've ever had in my life. But RFK could be the one to destroy the globalists. And
I mean, he is presidential. He's super smart. He's got, you know, a messed up voice because of a degenerative disease he's got. I don't care if he used a a board, you know, to type out his messages. What I care about is results. And I see him getting hardcore against the New World Order and selling Democrats that, hey, it's not the guns, it's the psychopaths on drugs. No, just having open borders is not good. Human trafficking is not good. We've got to stop this. I mean, on every subject, he is hitting on all gears.
Right. Yeah, I think that if we vote for Trump in 2024, we give the globalists what they want. They want us to be against each other. They don't want us to be united.
No, I agree. Trump's great at policy, but terrible on energizing the left. He totally energizes the left.
Right, yes.
Well, let's expand on that. Here's the problem. I hated Bernie Sanders. He's got four vacation homes, drives $100,000 cars, which is fine if it didn't come from his wife swindling universities and pump and dumping them. I mean, they're just fat, evil, commie dirtbags that eat the finest restaurants and wear, you know, $3,000 suits and then tell us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
RFK Jr. and Trump need to have town hall meetings now. And Trump should not be pigheaded and see RFK as a threat. Because I'm telling you, the Democrats aren't going to let him get the nomination. But RFK doing that will destroy Biden in the deep state and then guarantee himself a position in the Trump cabinet. But knowing RFK, the Kennedys are very pigheaded, like Trump is. It's a good thing because you can't push him around. But he'll run to the point of them killing him. I don't like to make really nasty predictions. I think they're going to kill Trump and RFK Jr. probably before the election. I mean, you know they got plans drawn up on me to kill him. Folks, let me explain something. They may kill me, okay? I don't want to tell everybody this because I've been asked not to. But they have private intelligence agencies and the feds literally following me around 24/7 and doing all sorts of operations against us. And, of course, I don't do anything but go home and go to sleep. So they're really frustrated. But they've got sex ops set up. They've got everything set up, ladies and gentlemen. And it's bad. Now, if they're doing that to me, can you imagine what they're doing to RFK Jr. and Trump? That's why Kushner and his wife and all them won't even really talk to Trump now and have run off. And all the wimps have run off from Trump. Because he's not giving up, but they're all giving up. Because they were all double agents the whole time. They sit there and talk trash about Trump. They sit there and, you know, go along with it. And the reason I've been mad at Trump is I was telling him this was going on. I'm not a yes man. I don't sit there when I get a chance to talk to the president and tell him how great he is and have him tell me how great I am and, you know, crap like that. Remember, again, he's called my wife up and telling her how great I am for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, sir, thanks for telling my wife how great I am. I know you think that makes me look good to my wife. It's the kind of favor other guys want. I don't want that. I want to warn you about this plan. I told you a month ago, you know, they got a Stay Behind Network run by Obama, and it's the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, and they've got billions of dollars in there, and they've infiltrated, and they're saying you're a Russian. They're spying on you, and they're going to steal the election, the midterm and the next election. That's how they're targeting you, sir. And you've only got about 6 months until the election. This is like when he was only in there for like a year. You've only got about 6 months there to stop before they steal the midterm. You won't control the House of Senate anymore. You got to fire all of them now. You got to fire all the U.S. attorneys now. You got to fire the FBI director now. You got to fire them all now. Okay, hold on. I'm like, yeah, actually, Trump's like, okay, hold on, Alex, hold on. No longer this fake, hi, Alex, oh, you're so great. Thanks for all your help. I'm like, I don't want to hear how great I am. We don't have 10 minutes for you to tell my wife how amazing I am, what a man I am, what a hero I am. I don't give a freaking damn about that. These people are going to destroy everything. They're going to freaking kill your ass. Trump's like, tell me more. Well, I mean, you haven't seen Brennan on TV last week saying that one way or another he'll be removed before the midterms? And they said, what do you mean? Impeachment? And they said, no, the other thing. He goes, I'll look in. I said, sir, and I rattled off like 8 examples of politicians saying he'll soon be gone one way or another and making threats. And so the Secret Service investigated it, like I said, and called me about it and actually went and visited some of these people and asked them, what do you mean by this? But imagine, everybody should have been telling Trump that stuff. Everybody should have been telling Trump what was going on, but they were all too scared to do it. So you saw the headlines. Number one mission of the new White House chief of staff is to keep Trump away from Alex Jones. Remember the Washington Post headline? To keep President Trump away from InfoWars and Alex Jones, because I was telling him what was going on. Well, now he knows about it all. Now he knows I was right. And RFK Jr. doesn't need to tell me, because his father and uncle, the President of the United States, were murdered by these people. So it's very simple, but I want listeners to understand, we're not playing tiddlywinks here, we're not playing croquet, we're not playing grab ass, this is not a freaking game, people, this is a war to take over the country and enslave you and your family. You think RFK Jr. knows it's real? He knows it's real. You think Trump knows it's real? He knows it's real. But they all lied to him at the White House to his face how they were loyal, but behind his back, 98% of them were stabbing him in the back. President Trump banned from reading InfoWars, including these vital stories of the week. You can't make this up. Oh, my God. James in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Doing all right.
All right.
I'm all right.
Okay, so RFK, let's say, in a woke world, he would win in a landslide. I think he should run independent. I think he should break away from the Democratic Party so they can't cancel him. I think he should, you know, take that power move. As far as DeSantis goes, I mean, what can you say about a man that did what Trump didn't do? I mean, Trump handed the country over to Fauci and his bioterrorists, and DeSantis was the only one that protected everyone and kept.
Well, I'll say this. He went along with Fauci at first, but he broke early on and did a great job once he flipped. So being wrong is okay as long as you.
Still pro-vaccine, and I'm not cool with the pro. I'm not pro-vaccine. So that and the fact, let's just keep it real. RFK and DeSantis are the only two of all these characters that you're naming, well, besides Jack Dorsey and Soros, they're all related and affiliated with the Epstein list. They're all kid touchers and diddlers, yeah. And that's, we know this. So, yeah, do I think they'd kill RFK? Yeah. If Trump were a real threat, I think he'd already be dead. I think they're just playing. I think Trump was one of them, and, you know, he... They tried to blackmail him when he visited Epstein Island. He saw the game they were playing. He turned on Epstein, made a statement against him in 95. That's pretty much what got the ball rolling for the whole left to go after him because he's now their enemy. And it's all come out that that's exactly what unfolded. So it was no conspiracy. It's the conspiracy is the fact that people don't believe what's the facts. So,
well, James, you're a very well-spoken, articulate man. I agree with everything you said except... Trump went to Epstein Island. They had the logs. He never went there. Obviously, Epstein was involved in the whole socialite party scene. So the fact that, you know, Trump's in photos with him, Trump is in photos basically with everybody you can imagine from, you know, Chuck Norris to Gloria Steinem to Bill Clinton to the king, you know, the Queen of England. I mean, it's like he goes to all the biggest events. Everybody wants a picture with him. To say he's in a couple photos with Epstein, he did fly on Epstein's plane once from New York to Florida. And that's what those rich guys do. And so he did do that. And if I saw his name on the Epstein Island list, I would come out against Trump. But it's just not, it's not true. Why do you say he was on the plane to Epstein Island?
Well, the one time we know of, there's questionable other times, just as Bill.
No, you know, he flew from New York to Florida on Epstein's jet.
Well, with the Marlon Maples, they may be forging some documents, but they're making it look like he went there a couple of more times with Marlon Maples and what I'm finding on the internet. But the only thing, you know, that like you said, it's not really provable. What is provable with Trump is my problem with the pro-vaccine. He's still pro-vaccine.
No, I hear you. He did it again. He did it again last week. I should have played the clip. People actually boo him at his event, and he starts bragging about it again. He just, oh, it makes me sick. All right, I appreciate your call. Great points, James. Todd and others, we're going to take a lot of calls when we come back. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. InfoWars.com, the front lines of human liberty. And don't forget, we've got Plandemic 3, the best in the series, free, The Great Awakening at band.video. Get it and share it now. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back to your phone calls right now. At the start of the hour, we're going to pop in when they launch this Elon Musk RFK Jr. interview, big announcement, and then Drew Hernandez will join us later in the third hour. Right now, let's get these calls on the air. Todd, thanks for calling from Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on. Huge fan. We're praying for you. And as I've been listening and educating myself on Bobby Jr. And I just remember Ronald Reagan always talking about economically how much JFK was more like he was in cutting taxes and believing in growing the middle class. And when Bobby talks about his grandfather saying that we have to get ourselves to the point where we have to arm ourselves to the teeth, our the private sector and the middle class, we need to make it so that it's too expensive for us to make us so strong that it makes it too expensive for anyone to even consider.
Yeah, that was his uncle, JFK, and they both killed his uncle and his father.
Right, and we need to rebuild our industrial base in the middle class, and he's saying that stronger and with more effect than just about anybody else. So I asked myself, what is it that I can do as an individual? Now here I'm 60 years old, and I've been a Republican my whole life, and I've never ever considered changing parties, but I am right now because I'm terrified that he will not make it through the Democratic primary, and that this election has to allow the cream to rise to the top. It needs to be an open and free debate between.
Can you imagine RFK up against Trump? That would bring out the best in both of them, and it would reform the Democratic Party. They would remember when they were not pure demons. Can you imagine how that would reform the Democrats?
It would, and that's what I'm afraid they're terrified of, because they don't want the Democrats to be reminded of those principles, the principles that made that party great. And here it is. It's been hijacked by these guys who, believe in stifling the middle class and taking away free speech and everything else. So, I think they're terrified that somebody like him would have an opportunity to get on. The only thing that I can think of to do, number one, is pray. And I pray for you, by the way, every day, too, because this is spiritual warfare that we're in. And so I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be changing my party affiliation to Democrat so I can help get him through the Democrat primary here in Florida. I mean, he has to win. He has to win the Democrat primary. I don't know who is going to win the presidency, but he's got to get through. The cream has to be allowed.
No, I totally agree with you. But what I'm saying here is he must, listen, it's a no-brainer. Trump and JFK, or RFK Jr., JFK's nephew, must have town halls pointing out the Democrats have changed the rules for the first time ever, where there won't even be caucuses in Iowa and in New Hampshire, where you get to see what people want up front. Because they can't have him win those caucuses, which he's going to win, then he wins the whole deal. So they're going to do what they did to Bernie Sanders. Again, we hate Bernie Sanders. I hate him. So I was kind of like, well, one crook still over another crook. But they're going to try it with RFK Jr. Thank you for the call. So he and Trump have to team up now. It'll make so many Democrats swing over to Trump as well. It'll neutralize all that Republican hatred. We need a unity party. And Roger Stone's talked a lot about this. The dream ticket is Trump, RFK. Then they will never kill Trump because they do not want RFK Jr., who, let's just be honest about it, is more politically savvy and more up to speed on the New World Order than Trump. But Trump's been tortured now for 6-7 years. He's a lot more educated. And Trump did win the election. I mean, he deserves to be back in. So how exciting is reality? I mean, truth is way stranger than fiction. This is, like, amazing, isn't it? This is going to get crazier. But the enemy is moving against us. You have to understand that don't take any show for granted like Tucker Carlson or myself. Look what they did to Tucker. Now they're fighting to not let him do a new show with his contract. They're trying to get us off the air right now. That's why. Don't take it for granted. Please, pray for the show. Buy the products. Spread the word. Please. Okay, Andrew, we're going in the order the calls are received. Andrew in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alejandro. Nice talking to you again, brother. It's hard to get in this show.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Hey, it's hard to get in the show, but I also know when it's God's will for someone to speak on this platform, because there's a ton of people that are hearing my voice right now. So I'm not going to waste this call. I will say this. Until we get the election fraud, the Dominion machines, whatever it is, then we're just talking. It sounds good, but if we can't fix that, then it's going to be a replay of what happened in 2020. Now, JFK, Trump, I believe I believe that that would probably be the ticket. I believe that would be the ticket. It should be the ticket. I don't think anything's going to happen to JFK or Trump. I believe they can try to assassinate or poison him like they did Dr.
And by the way, it's RFK. I'm just like you. I keep saying JFK. It's RFK.
Yeah. Okay. But I just don't see it happening. Any kind of session is intent on your life or anyone else's, because I'm covering you in the blood of Jesus. I'm covering all those in the blood of Jesus. But here's what I'll say to everyone that's listening now. Those that are in the deep state, listen to me. You have a chance to change your destiny. And all you have to do is pull out, pray, repent, and God will hear you. He'll hear you. But if you're going to try to go along with this and hurt these innocent babies and people that are trying to live right, then I don't know what to tell you. There's 153 days till November 4th. People that are listening now, we can pray, but let's add fasting to it. Why don't we all do a 24-hour fast? Listen, November 4th to November 5th, okay, 24 hours. It's actually the day of daylight savings time. We do a 24-hour fast for God to intervene on the 2024 elections. That's all I've got, brother.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jeremy in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Alex?
Good to hear.
I just want a quick plug. Turmeric toothpaste. It was great. I bought some for my family and myself, and it's definitely great. I also had the blue toothpaste as well. And I
yeah, too bad it's sold out. We only had money for a limited run, but more turmeric toothpaste is coming in very soon. We have the great tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste, limited run, and we have the activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste, limited run, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the plug. Go ahead.
No problem. Yeah, and then for my point on what your question was, I agree with the other caller, RFK, and Trump would be a great ticket to be president. The problem with some of this is DeSantis, he is a Bush-Cheney Republican. He also had the red and Desimir, even though Trump did lock us down. And he did, you know, he's supporting the shot still after all this time, which is crazy. After all this came out, DeSantis still had the remdesivir, which is killing people as well. So nobody's hands are clean in this. So that is a problem there. I think Trump deserves to be back in the White House again. He won in 2020, like we all know. He knows how it is. He's seen the evidence of the treason that the Obama administration and all those guys committed against him. He's seen the evidence. So he needs to come
in. No, you're right. There's no doubt that Trump is the leader, according to the polls, common sense, reality. He should be the next president. But then RFK can literally take over the Democratic Party, and that's why they're so scared of him. So imagine getting someone in there that is not a complete pedophile psychopath. I mean, because exactly. The Democratic Party is literally like an out-of-control bull in a China cabinet, Chi-Com pedo demon.
Exactly. I like Kennedy. I do. I truly like everything he said. I like whenever he was on your guys' shows. You know, speaking about his mind, and he's speaking the truth. He is. The problem is that he's running as a Democrat. They will never let him win, no matter what. Just like you said, they're not going to let him win. It doesn't matter if he has the most votes.
But if he and Trump make a giant deal out of it now, it'll put political pressure on them to change the caucus rules and the rest of it. What they've done is outrageous. They've changed the rules where the committee delegates, Democrat delegates, choose who wins. They disregard popular vote. That is a huge scandal. That is election fraud on its face. We need to make a huge issue out of it now. Thank you, Jeremy. All right, Deb and others, you're straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Disgraced former FBI director who lied to Congress dozens of times saying he was not leaking information to the press. It was false information about President Trump and others. Went on with Raggedy Ann, the former press secretary, Jen Psaki, and said, well, we can't let Trump get in. He'll use the FBI in a weaponized fashion against us like we did against him. No, it's not weaponized when you actually committed the crimes that you accused all of us of. No Russia collusion. And the documents have come out. The FBI was sure they'd find something Trump did. But, of course, they didn't. And so now they've just filed more fake indictments. It's absolutely insane. But they've got their little ace in the hole. It's Big Mike's husband. Biden's 2024 Hail Mary named Barack Obama as his running mate. Of course, the 22nd Amendment says you can't do that, but since when does the Constitution matter? Now they're talking about Obama, who really is in his third term right now, wanting a fourth term to get around the 22nd Amendment with his puppet, Joe Biden. But here is the Comey clip.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And this is something, similar language that I hear privately from national security officials, some people you and I both know, who will say this privately about what a second term could mean. But tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission, direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way, but it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
So he talks about a rogue president. They were the rogue bureaucracy that attacked the president in their own documents because he was popular and committed all these crimes and did. They've done everything they claim he hypothetically may do. No, he said, we have a deep state that's out of control. We got to remove him. He said, I'll fire every U.S. attorney when I get in. That's what Obama did. It's what Clinton did. It's their right to do it. But they put their criminals in. Trump's going to put loyal people in and hopefully just move forward and block the deep state and relaunch our energy, control our borders, get crime under control, shut down the out-of-control leftist activities of the federal government. And then the country will be just fine. Stop this war in Ukraine. But the left is never going to give up, ladies and gentlemen. And everything they claim Trump is going to do, that's what they do. I've experienced the persecution. My crew has experienced the persecution. It's ongoing. They haven't gone away. They've gotten more desperate, more hysterical, more flailing. And now they don't know what to do. They think Big Mike's going to save them or Obama's going to save them. They're all just puppets. They're nobodies. Obama's not cool like he was 15 years ago with trendies. He's a joke. Big Mike is a joke. Biden's a joke. You're all jokes. Gavin Newsom's a joke. Hillary Clinton's a joke. Dianne Feinstein's a joke. Chucky Schumer's a joke. King Charles is a joke. Everyone hates you. We're sick of you. Go away. You want us to eat bugs? You're cutting off our energy? You want us to be poor? Everybody's figuring out you're a bunch of jerks. And there's Comey saying everything he did to America, Trump's going to do. Total projection. Deb in Boston, thanks for holding your own here worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Awesome to have you back.
Thank you.
I went to see RFK in Boston, and I really had, no expectations. You know, it was $5 to get in for the cheap seats. I was blown away. I was absolutely in awe of him. Obviously, Boston is loaded with liberal people. I met a couple of women who were just kind of classic rich white liberals. And we kind of commiserated, about being politically homeless. And, I told them I was more right-leaning and that I had voted for Trump. We were all just blown away by the speech. Obviously, I know about JFK and RFK getting murdered, but to hear him tell the story and all of the details, it was unbelievably emotional.
It's like a Hollywood movie. Here's this statesman, super smart, done such great work, so well-spoken, the main true environmentalist, and his dad and uncle get murdered by the deep state, and now he's getting ready to take them down. I mean, you can't write a Hollywood script like this.
Yeah, and it's very clear. Like, he's not doing this selfishly. If anything, nobody's more brave than him. I'm with these two women, and we all were just, oh, my God, they're going to try to kill him.
Well, what you're looking at is what's almost extinct, a real man putting his life on the line and doing the right thing. There's something really inspiring about that, isn't there?
Yeah, it was amazing. So, the other thing I keep thinking about, being in Boston, honestly, most of my friends over the years have been liberal, and obviously things have changed. But, we used to drink wine and debate and laugh and whatever. I keep thinking about how to reach those people. It's personal for me. I've lost friends. And, we all can look at them and we realize how brainwashed they are. And like the very, very first thing, all the headlines about RFK are, anti-vaxxer RFK. But I've been thinking psychologically, if you compliment people, it's a way to kind of tap into their soul a little bit. And instead of spending all our time, these people, they're so stupid. Why don't we really think about and repeat often all the things that liberals have been right about, like the weapons of mass destruction, the Patriot Act, the military industrial complex.
No, that's a smart thing. Like, used to, Democrats were against the police state and union. Used to, Democrats were against the surveillance state. Used to, Democrats were against all the wars. Since when did you turn into foaming at the mouth demons? And, that's something that that Matt Taibbi's pointed out. That's something that Glenn Greenwald's pointed out. And it's absolutely true. The Democrats have always had their issues, so have Republicans. But the Democratic Party today is just a corporate sponge that does whatever the most ruthless corporations tell them to do. Thank you, Deb. Great points. Thanks for the call. All right. We're going to come back and see what's going on with this RFK Jr., Elon Musk live feed. Well, we're listening to the start of it. I'll have the crew record it for anything good that RFK has to say. The last one got like 50 million views with DeSantis. So we'll see how this does. We'll cover some of that. Drew Hernandez has got a huge breaking story and incredible information dealing with PEDO month or Pride month, which it's really turned into, and some things that Jordan Peterson has said that I totally agree with, that, hey, regular gay folks out there who aren't pedophiles, because I know most of you probably aren't pedophiles, right? Most heterosexuals aren't, are being scapegoated and set up for this whole globalist movement. And Peterson's explained that. I've been saying that a lot. And more people need to come out and explain that just because you're not against gay people doesn't mean you support pedophilia. And you better get on the right side now, because your silence makes you complicit in it. So that's coming up next hour. X3 finally came back in a few months ago, limited run. It's close to selling out. 48 hours to get tri-iodine and experience it at 25% off. In 48 hours, you'll go back to regular price and we'll sell it in a few weeks. Still, X2 is way off from getting in. It's so hard to manufacture. X3 is incredible. Does so much for your whole body, so much for every cell in your body, so much for your immune system. 2 billion people, the UN admits, Lancet Journal, have cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. Most iodine is bound. You don't absorb it. You absorb this iodine. Get it today. Do yourself a favor. Keep us on air. But you really need to have this product. X3, InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, all discounted. The sale ends in 48 hours on Turbo Force, Rainforest, so much more. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.